cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places in this world to find true love. Hmm. One is at Area 51, underneath the table where they're operating on the aliens.
No, yeah. Jeff.
So much free out of this world lube over there.
Oh!
I thought for sure you'd be hooking up with the alien. Okay?
Nah, Brooke, he wants alien lube, that's all.
They have rules against that for some reason. The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org.
Yay.
We comb that website top to bottom, front to back, to find the best misconnections that they have to offer. Like this first one, titled, "Just Like the Dogs I Trap,
You
Captured My Heart."
Oh, no.
Man for Woman 30s Park.
Aw, question mark?
Tell me you're a dog catcher.
Oh, no.
Let's find out. He says, I was working my animal control job
for the city. Thank God.
Dealing with a pack of wild squirrels that took over a utility shed when I saw you.
Oh.
Are there any domestic squirrels?
Yeah.
<They all wild? laughs>
You were the brunette with a body that reminded me of the Jessica Rabbit poster I had in my room.
Childhood.
At the ripe age of 7.
Yeah. As a child, I was like, I have a crush on this cartoon.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the first words you said to me. Hey, guy, stop blanking staring at me.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. That's very Jessica Rabbit of her.
Yeah.
I guess I was.
Yeah.
So I went about my business.
Okay.
But saw you jogging by about an hour later.
What? Why are you still there?
You stopped, I thought, to apologize to me for earlier. Instead, you said you needed help because your car tire had a hole in it.
Uh-oh, now who comes crawling back, Jessica Rabbit?
She doesn't remember it's even the same guy.
Now, I don't know nothing about cars. I'm just an animal control guy.
Oh.
But I grew a pair of acorns and got to work.
Hey, attaboy, that's a good acorn reference there, too.
After 30 minutes, it turns out half a roll of duct tape and some styrofoam pieces taped over the hole didn't quite do the job.
Oh, darn it.
Sounds like an Alexis fix.
You then told me to get away from you as you reached for your phone to call a, quote, real man.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, or the cops, I don't know.
Since our last interaction, I learned how to patch a tie from some doofuses on YouTube. Let me prove it to you in person.
Why do I feel like he's going around stabbing tires?
Yeah.
Let's go to your next misconnection titled, "Your Love is Electric."
Aww.
Woman for Man 40s, convenience store parking lot. I was the blonde with a fresh boob job driving the cheetah print Tesla.
Wow. That's I mean, they're always real high when you first get them done. They're kind of up in your chin a little bit.
You were two charging stations over in the orange Nissan Leaf.
Ooh, hey, electric car buddies.
A Tesla driver is looking at a Leaf guy?
They're all environmentally friendly.
I like it.
Judging by your adult braces, I knew you had money. So,
braces are expensive, yo.
Judging by his car, I think you're wrong.
I put my flirt game into high gear and asked you if you could help me locate my charging port.
Let me guess, he did not get the innuendo.
Yeah.
You said, sure. And as you walked over to me, I giggled and jiggled.
Oh.
Hey, nice.
I tried to make some small talk about how Elon Musk doesn't believe we landed on the moon.
No.
You told me he's probably an alien.
Oh, well, maybe you guys are meant for each other.
Yeah.
I can't remember laughing so hard in all my life. You're so funny.
That was it out of everything in life.
Why is she still laughing?
Like literally everything.
After you plugged my port, I asked if you knew how to use any other electric toys.
Yeah.
This guy's so confused,
and
I bet.
Like, no, I don't. I got a drill at home.
Yeah.
You said you had a remote control car as a kid.
Hey. Okay.
And then I told you that's not what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Then you commented that your nephew bought a drone last year.
Oh, maybe that's what she's referring to.
He really doesn't get it,
didn't
guys.
Didn't quite get my vibe for electric toys.
Uh-huh.
You were lucky you walked back to your tiny car, because I was about to give you a tour of the inside of my Tesla.
Wait, I also think she's not literal again.
If you see this, the tour is still available.
Uh-oh.
But only if you buy me sushi and a new dress first.
What?
Oh. Okay.
That's signed London.
Oh, yeah.
London.
This guy will never call her.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Yeah.
His next misconnection is titled, "Help Needed on Aisle Love."
That's not an aisle. I like it, though. Let's creative. Go.
Man for woman 50s supply store. A beautiful angel approached me as I was browsing the aisles of the Office Depot.
Oh. Wow.
You were that angel, and you proved that you don't need makeup to make a neon red store uniform look good. Just long brown hair and massive cans.
Oh, yeah, baby. All right.
I was in the market for a new landline after my pit bull terrier ripped my old one out of the wall.
Oh,
landline!
Dang, that's
Can
old
you
school.
Pick that up off the depot anymore?
Even your pit bull's like, bro, upgrade. Like, come on.
You recommended a Motorola with a 911 speed dial feature.
Uh-oh. Yeah, because you're old and you may need it.
I told you the only feature I need is your dad's number.
What?
So I can ask permission to marry you.
No.
Oh, Brooke loves this stuff. Chivalry, Brooke.
Admit it, I got more game than Fortnite.
Oh, he knows what Fortnite is?
He's probably just heard of it.
Like, isn't that an old novel?
At one point, we flirted with each other. You asked me what else I was looking for, and I said, 5'1", good cook, knows the difference between a stroke and a heart attack.
Oh.
That is important.
So the 911 feature will come in handy.
After that, you walked away and called your manager to help me over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
Seems like the ball is in your court, Martina Navratilova.
Yeah, okay.
I'm waiting.
Wait a minute. Very dated tennis reference.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, her name's Martina? That's cool.
No, I was like, how do I know that?
40 love?
Oh, question mark. The love puns are killing me.
And we started with aisle love. Tell him to stop.
We're all too turned on by John. That was your misconnections for the week. We got your phone tap coming up.
Get out of here, John.
We'll do it right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.